A snowstorm continues this afternoon for areas near and south of New York City, with heavy accumulations of snow through much of New Jersey into the mid-Atlantic. We have been on the northern fringe of the storm all day, and dry air has really done a number on the north side of this system. With a fresh supply of dry air coming in from the north, it has done very well at eating away at the snowfall. So for most of us, we've had very little or no snow at all. There has been snow, though, across the far south, through portions of the lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, with several inches of new accumulation on the ground. As that dry air continues to drain in from the north tonight, any lingering areas of snow will come to an end, and we are looking ahead to a cold night, with temperatures falling back into the single digits above and below zero. We will tend to see a clearing trend come in as high pressure builds in from the west and that stormy weather continues to sink farther to our south. As we work into the day tomorrow, high pressure will once again be in control, so we're looking for a much brighter day, partly to mostly sunny skies across New York and western New England, but it's going to be another very cold day with high temperatures only near 20 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Again, the normal high is near 40 in and around the Albany area, so temperatures will be nearly 20 degrees below normal tomorrow afternoon. As we work into the weekend, we'll see a disturbance come into the region on Saturday that could set off a few snow showers. The most likely areas for snow showers will be in the mountains, where there could even be some minor accumulations, but all of us at least have the opportunity to see a few snow showers come through. Temperatures on Saturday will be a little bit warmer than tomorrow, running in the 20s to around 30 degrees, and temperatures once again on Sunday will climb a little bit further. So we're looking for temperatures on Sunday that could actually come up above freezing, especially in our valley locations. So overall, we're looking at least some less cold weather as we work into the weekend, but temperatures are still expected to remain below seasonable levels. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, becoming mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0, near 15 below 0 in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 18 to 22. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, becoming mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0, near 15 below 0 in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 18 to 22. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any snow will end across the far south, clearing and cold, with lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 20 to 25. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, becoming mostly clear and cold, low 5 below 0 to 5 above 0, and tomorrow mostly sunny and cold, high 18 to 22. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers primarily in the mountains, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs generally in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.